the first ones I went to, of course, I didn't have the desk. We just sat in on boxes, or long benches like the churches used to have. And then they come in with a desk. Then there's another desk come in later that had ink wells in it. It had a glass and they pour your ink in there. That was for the upper grade, higher grade children, you know.
Well, if you were in town and you wanted to go check out a book, what would you call the place you'd go to check out?
Library. Or a bookmobile or a book house, but most it's a library. Now they've got bookmobile that's on trucks or cars going around.
Well, if you wanted to see a play or see a movie, you'd go down to the...
Well, the picture show or amphitheater or something like that.
What about, you know, if you got pretty sick and had to go to the hospital, the woman in the hospital who takes care of you,
years ago she was a nurse. Now she's an intern. And, of course, now you go to the emergency room.
What about the place in town you'd go if you had to catch a train? You'd go down to the...
Well, they go down to the... Used to be well, it was a train station, but it was called... it's been so long since I've thought of that. We had three here in Hot Springs.
Trying to think of depot?
Depot, train depot, yeah.
Or do some people call it the rail...
Center?
A railroad station?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depot or railroad station, either one.
What about if you wanted to catch a bus, you'd go to the...
Well, there's a bus station or a bus corner or a bus stop.
Okay. So, you know, in a lot of towns in the South, the stores downtown are arranged around the courthouse, and they usually call that
the square.
Square. You don't have anything exactly like that in Hot Springs, do you? Or do you?
No, but we got down here at Murfreesboro, we got one at Amity, and I mean you better drive around that square. You better not catch you driving wrong or they'll get you.
Is that right?
That's right. Uh-huh. And the business is all around you. You drive right down there.
Uh-huh. What about, say, if you were on a bus, you might tell the bus driver, well, now the next corner is where I want.
Well, you want off at so-and-so corner or the next bus stop. Of course, they used to, they let you off anywhere, and now you got to be at a bus stop before they let you off, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
The terminal.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about these things that you used to see in cities? They were on rails and had a wire overhead?
Trolley cars. And I remember when my dad drove the first streetcars that was here, he was pulled, as I told you yesterday, he was pulled by little mules or Mustang ponies.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, you know, here in Hot Springs, where you have a courthouse, and say Hot Springs is the...
County seat?
Mm-hmm. Or what would you say that the police in town are supposed to maintain?
Well, this, traffic and peace.
Mm-hmm. Or the law and law and order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the days before they had the electric chair, murderers were...
What, you mean that when they executed somebody?
Mm-hmm. But before they had the electric chair...
Well, they used the gallows, that's to hang them with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, then, of course, we never did have over here. Over in France, is that Pete Courtney used to tell me they had the guillotine over there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Goodness.
Oh, and he said, my goodness, he said, if a man gets a life sentence, he says he's put in solitary confinement with no light, says he won't live over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But if he got the death sentence, that was the guillotine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.